Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome back to another episode. I am so glad that you're here. Lots of very exciting things are happening in client work, with apprentices, just in life in general. So many things are just coming to a culmination. So it's a really exciting time. I want us to keep that in mind when we dive into this next episode about spiritual battle, religion, religious trauma. Who is God? Is Satan, Lucifer, the dark, real? What are biblical texts really? This is what we're going to dive into. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my own personal experience in this area too. Spiritual battle is happening all around us, just because most of us, at least, and definitely all of us, cannot see into the spiritual all the time, because you would not be able to live in this world, in this body. But even if you cannot see into the spirit realm at all yet, we only see a small, tiny fraction of visible light. And that doesn't mean that what is happening spiritually, energetically, all around us in the quantum field is not very active and happening and affecting us at all times. And you will have felt that things are getting a little crazy in the world, not just with all the major events that have happened, from natural disasters to politics, you all know. But you can feel that something big is coming. And this has been amping up and ramping up in the last few years, really. And everything is coming to a height. This is for a very specific reason. We are in the most important time moment right now in history. We are in the age of the Kali Yuga. This is the age that is furthest away from the Golden Age, but how we transition back into a quote-unquote golden age. But right now, we're in the age of confusion, of chaos, of deception, of tribulation. And spiritual battle is the most intense right now. And what is at stake in spiritual battle? It's our consciousness and its dominion over Earth. It's really authority over the Earth. Let's start with the premise. If you accept that spiritual battle is real, you have to accept on some level that there is light and dark, right? Good and bad, God and or the opposite, whether you want to call it the dark or Lucifer or Satan. It represents really lack of light, where God represents light and consciousness and aliveness, life. And therefore, the dark represents death or absence of life, absence of light. I personally never accepted that God was real. This had to do, of course, with my upbringing. You all know about my very strong atheist, scientific upbringing and background. I did have family that went to church. I had no positive connotations with that whatsoever. And for me, it was all fake. I thought it was all just stories and control and oppression. And quite frankly, I thought it was stupid. I thought it was dumb. I did not believe in God. I did not believe in Lucifer or Satan either. And I definitely didn't have any interest in the Bible whatsoever. I had some religious trauma, for sure, in my family as well. And this is too a form of religious trauma. Whenever we flat out reject something, when we are completely against something, we just reject it on all levels. It is always due to trauma on some level, whether that's, let's say, justified or not. And that also is for the specific reason that the way that we experience God, or at least we're taught to experience God through institutions and religion, they are not, of course, a real representation. I won't generalize, but I will say that, okay, I will generalize that in general, these institutions are not a true representation of what God is or what Creator is. To me, I only really started to accept God, that God was real, when I had intimate one-on-one experiences with God. What happened is I started to get out-of-body experiences, whether you want to call it astral travel, but I was taken by angels out of my body, actually out of my dream, into a different realm, which I can only call hyper-reality, which is on a completely different frequency. I had angels on either side, and I started to go through a portal into a higher divine realm. And I started to have spiritual battle experiences where I was being instructed and used by God. I could not see him then visually, but it was like being held, like in the presence of and hearing, feeling his consciousness through me, instructing me. And I talk in depth about one of these experiences in a different episode. But this is how I, of course, had to accept the reality of God, because I had an experience that completely turned my life upside down and changed everything. So this is where I actually started to become interested in the whole, not just the subject, like on a mind level, but everything in my life has become about how do I get back to that place? Because when you're, you know, in our daily life, in this frequency here on Earth, especially right now in this age, you cannot even imagine the frequency, the energy, the vibration that is being in that presence. There is nothing like it. And I completely understand, you know, addiction to specific types of, you know, drugs, and whether they're plant medicine or over the counter or whatever opens up our vibration, and we can experience like a little bit of ecstasy that way, because it is nothing even on Earth that we can experience through whatever substance even comes close to the feeling of being in the presence of the divine. There's just nothing like it. So life has just become a quest of how do I get back to that place, and how do I do better in those experiences, and how can I be of service more deeply. So this is where intrinsically my relationship with God started to, was just established out of nowhere, despite my thoughts and feelings about God and if it was even real or religion. And when I talk about God, you know, insert whatever works for you, source, creator, the divine, I don't care. We all know what we're talking about here. It's that one source, that one consciousness, where we come from. The intelligence that has created us is in us, with us, watching over us, guiding us at all times. Whether, no matter how disconnected you feel from it or from yourself, it's the consciousness that we're born from. We are one with it. And that consciousness also governs the authority structure of the spiritual realm, is what I've experienced firsthand. When we talk about the word Lord, quote unquote Lord, very offensive if you have any spiritual, let's say religious trauma background like me, Lord actually means protector. It's like a caretaker. And what is so crazy is that even though these spiritual battle experiences that I was put into out of body, and I have had different weapons made of light and consciousness implanted in my body, shoot out of my body being used as a weapon, what I've learned is that God governs the authority structure in spiritual battle and needs us to show up, to be available, and to facilitate this battle and this cleansing and reclaiming of our earth, because we are here in the physical and we take on a physical form, and we can hands-on reclaim the earth through our bodies, and that is what we are needed for. And I have never felt more safe than in those most dangerous, risky, totally insane, crazy experiences that I've ever had. The most intense experiences where I, after came back into my body and was like sweating profusely, screaming, like crying, insane. But I have never felt more safe and more special, to be honest, than in these experiences. And they have given me so much meaning, more than anything that I've ever experienced in my life. I want you all to know that you are safe, you are protected. And the more that you volunteer to be of service, the more safe you feel and the more you come into a relationship with Creator, with divine consciousness, God, that is really personal and really intimate, and it doesn't have anything to do with what you've ever been taught about religion. It's completely different. I get emotional thinking about it. What I have felt, and not just in these experiences, but I task myself on blind journeys all the time, and I always work completely different taskings into my journeys that I never know which one is going to come up. So I had a completely contextless journey where I was with God, with my father. And that sounds insane to me to say out loud, coming from such a strong atheist mentality. But it's like being held by the father of fathers, because this father knows you best and knows everything about you, completely sees everything and accepts everything. And the unconditional love, there are no words for. So in the spiritual realm, there is very strong, heightened battle going on all around us at all times. And it's for our consciousness. It's for our DNA. This is allowed to go on because we don't wake up to it. And the religious trauma that's been done to us as a society has done such incredible damage, and not just through corrupted churches and the things that go on there, but also through communism. Communism has pushed atheism like nothing else and disconnected us from our Creator. And this is the biggest psyop, because it completely removes us from the one thing that activates us spiritually like nothing else. So then what is the Bible? I always thought that the Bible was a bunch of nonsense, even though I've never read it. I very late in life actually started to read it and learn about it. But before that, I did have a historic interest in exobiblical texts, like ancient Essene texts, like the Dead Sea Scrolls, right? What I came to learn, and if you have ever read the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will very quickly learn that they are spiritual warfare manuals. They're all about battle. Sometimes it's confusing to people, like, why would such a peaceful, enlightened community write so much about war? It's because the Bible and these ancient exobiblical texts, so they are very often equally as valuable or important, but they've just not been included in the biblical canon. So a lot of people don't even know about them, like the Pisistophia, the Nahamadi texts. You could go on and on. But they're spiritual warfare manuals because they were written at the beginning of this Iron Age, this Yuga, this age of confusion and chaos and deception that we're in, to actually help us through this warfare that we are subject to from the moment that we are conceived. Now, what's also interesting to know is that even the occult, so the enemy, the dark system on Earth that is dedicated to holding these dark strongholds on Earth and calling in principalities and serving these principalities on Earth, basically giving our Earth that we have inherited from the divine a way to be siphoned off and corrupted and raped and polluted, they follow the Bible. When they go into ritual, they will pray for protection to God, to Yeshua. It's completely insane because everyone who is at a certain level of spiritual practice or spiritual warfare knows that you cannot get around God and Yeshua because they are the ultimate authority. And Yeshua is in hypostatic union with God. So you can see him just like Moses or Shakyamuni, people who were a part of God, extremely close to God, who've come into human form to be teachers. Therefore, they are not perfect, but they are an embodiment of God. And they have come in to help us along, basically. The coming of Yeshua, of course, was prepared by the Essenes because he was going to, just like these people in this dark system are teaching basically Satanism and Luciferianism and very dark occult magic in different forms and different ways, masked as different things, they're actually copying how Yeshua was teaching Judaism to non-Jews. In the same way, they are trying to further a beast religion, a one-world religion. Now, he was trained, Yeshua, by the Essenes, so that he would have all the knowledge, all the tools, all the abilities he would remember in his lifetime, all the wisdom and training needed to equip us and teach us how to perform miracles, how to heal ourselves, how to heal each other, how to live in oneness with Creator. Now, this is why we need these ancient resources. They're there to help us, and our religious trauma keeps us from really integrating and like soaking up information that can completely change our life and actually help protect us. And these books, they are alive and they're timeless. And what I mean by that is that Hebrew is very close to angelic language in the sense that everything is created through the breath of God. And I've seen this in blind journeys when I have journeyed to see creation stories. So everything is created through the breath of God. And certain letters, whether it's angelic or Hebrew, when they are sounded through breath, they will vibrate at a certain frequency. And if you've ever seen cymatics, so this is, for example, where you can see visually how sand vibrates on a plate that's set to a certain frequency. If you were to do this with these letters as they are spoken, they will manifest in the physical in the form that represents that letter. The sand will take on that shape. So you see that how through our breath, when we speak these certain letters, they immediately create in the physical. So that's how you can pull from the spiritual into the physical immediately. It's really through our breath and through certain languages. And this is what I mean by these texts being alive and being timeless and being more relevant than ever. Let's go into Satan slash Lucifer, if he's real. If you were to ask typical Satanists, they would probably say, no, he's just a symbol of what we stand for, etc. But Lucifer was actually a very high-level angel. Most of us are familiar with the archangels, but there are even higher in the sense that they're even closer to God. Classes of angels like the seraphim and the cherubim and the thrones and the dominions and the powers, etc. And Lucifer was actually extremely close to God, and he would do the training. And he actually had a very important job, which was to train other angels. Now, he chose to fall and became service to self and took lots of other angels with him who became the demonic generals. Now, Lucifer used to do the angelic training, but he was, as they say, filled with pride and then fell. But because of this training, he has all the knowledge and wisdom about God and heaven and the celestial system. What we need to remember about Lucifer is that he has probably brought more people to God than anything else. And this even goes for myself because I started to really learn about God through, again, spiritual warfare and having to fight these demonic entities. This goes for a lot of people. It's really through these strongholds and needing to escape these dark strongholds and heal that we learn about the truth of God and that God is real and that Yeshua is also real. So when people ask if God is real, why is there suffering? This is why, because God is not a dictator and we have free will. We can actually choose to become service to self and through that create our own suffering and our own darkness. This is the key to spiritual battle and winning and overcoming a spiritual battle. Lucifer, he has to come into God's throne room. So in journeying, there is a heavenly realm, and it is a realm that actually has different spaces and aspects to it, like healing pools and a heavenly courtroom, a throne room even. Lucifer has to come in there and ask permission for everything. Now, he has been getting away with a lot because we humans basically, quote unquote, sin so much. And what I mean by that is that we do a lot of things that actually are open doorways to demonic entities and to strongholds. And we use our free will to do those things. Because of that, because all of those records are kept, this is why every single thing that we do actually matters so much and we have so much power. Those records are kept, and Lucifer will use those against us and ask permission to have strongholds on Earth. This is why he has a time to reign now on Earth, but it's only because we, or so many of us at least, have given our free will and our own consent to these strongholds. And we are not coming forward with requests in the heavenly throne room. And we are not removing ourselves from these demonic entities. And this needs to change. Think about what spiritual authority you answer to, if anything, because I thought I didn't answer to any. But what I've learned is that there are really only two options. There is no neutral. There is right and wrong. There is objective right and wrong. Now, in spiritual battle, you cannot get around Yeshua. Trust me, I have tried. I have had my own out-of-body experiences with Yeshua as well. And he's not only real, he is like our decode, our solution, our advocate in these heavenly throne rooms. He's like our lawyer in the heavenly courts. And once we use our free will to stop opening doorways and letting in strongholds on Earth, we come under Yeshua's headship and protection, and an actual genetic change happens inside of us because of this spiritual shift by coming under this headship. This is why occultism or witchcraft is so precise. And they need so many tools and precise rituals and using all of these cardinal points, etc. It's because they are going against natural law, and they are trying very hard to go against natural law. But for us to come under the protection and the authority of God and Yeshua, it's so easy. It's just a matter of our free will. Spiritual battle is not about a physical fight or like a power encounter. I mean, I've been attacked in the past for sure, but I had open doorways like crazy. If you've listened to my podcast episodes, you were way ahead of where I was then. I had no idea what I was doing and what I was allowing in my life, let alone have any of these tools at the time. And through these experiences with God, I have grown in my frequency, in my spiritual rank. So even though Lucifer is the ruler of our world right now, we get to change that. And when you come under God, you are instantly a citizen of heaven who is meant to bring heaven on earth. And this is why we get to perform so many miracles, because we have authority even while we are on this corrupted turf right now. We are the rightful heirs, the rightful stewards, and inheritors of Earth. And of course, all of these principalities are here to, and they've been here for so long, to manipulate us and influence and deceive and control us, but they can never own us. And this is the whole issue with spiritual battle, because people think that they can. So it's like there is this disease, you know, this super scary bacteria out there. But it cannot harm us. But people don't know that. They think it can. Therefore, they're worrying and they're afraid. And that frequency is what compromises their immune system and allows the bacteria to get in and make them sick. That's really the only issue. It's that we are not informed. And once we are, don't even get me started about the miracles that are rewards for this. And you start to live in the most synchronistic, magical world that's both spiritual and physical. And I want this for everyone. So through my own training and my own experience, I've created spiritual battle training that's there for all of you who want to step out of fear and into your authority, claim it, pick up your own spiritual weapons, which you have and which are ready for you. If you're ready to dive deep, know and claim your spiritual rights and authority, this is for you. It's going to be 8 group calls, which are recorded. They're going to be about 3 hours. It's going to consist of deep initiation, purification, but also just lecture, training from me. If you love this podcast, it's the tip of the iceberg of what you're going to get in there. You're going to get homework. You're going to get assignments in your area, in your cities. We'll have a private Telegram group for just daily ongoing support and coaching from me, which will be ongoing after the calls end. You will have lifetime access. Anyone can join. No experience is required. It includes coaching calls, journey work, energetic purification, the true way of the Essenes, claiming your full spiritual rights and your position. You'll never go back after this. Spiritual discernment and protection. You will learn the exact heavenly hierarchy and dominion, but also the one on earth. We'll do discernment, symbolism class. You'll learn how to put on divine armor, safe, effective use of spiritual weapons, claiming your purpose, spiritual gates, recognizing, removing strongholds, connecting with peaceful light warriors who want the same thing as you. And you'll discover and activate your own gifts and your own specific way that you are going to be of service and contribute and embody your own highest potential as a spiritual light warrior. And you are going to create undeniable miracles. If you are ready, this is not for the faint of heart. I will say that. What's also beautiful about this training is that if you have a big fear of the spiritual realm, this training will help you not only overcome that fear, but you're going to walk out your spiritual authority and you're just going to grow in that for the rest of your life. So head over to my website. All the details will be there, and I will see you in the next episode.